So repairs have been a dominant theme you've talked about and is covered in the KIM report. What recommendations do you have for landlords around repairs?
Yes, thank you. So I think firstly, it comes back to that point that was being made around having your clear process and the clarity that you can give to staff and your third parties. So I think it's about being really clear with the operatives. This is our process map, if you like, for when you attend a residence property and you're unable to get access, or they appear not to be answering and they appear not to be in. So there should be a really defined and clear process where everyone knows this is what you do if you're in that situation. So that could be about the system that you use for recording that, being clear about how many attempts you're supposed to make, who it is that you notify that you've made those attempts, how you evidence that you did indeed attend. So we're not prescriptive about what that looks like, but we're saying that that does need to exist. Another recommendation that we had actually came directly from the resident panel. So we were told by the residents on the panel that what they really appreciate is just a simple text reminder or any kind of reminder where they're informed you have this appointment tomorrow or whenever it may be. And that is something that we think is really quite easy, or should be relatively quite straightforward to implement. And it doesn't have resource intensive implications. It should be something that is quite easy to do. And that is overwhelmingly one of the things that we were told by them and wanted to reflect that in our recommendations. And lastly, we've called it wastage analysis on missed appointments, but it comes back to that theme of use your insight generated by your missed appointments or refused access. So coming back down to that scrutiny of, well, there seems to be a pattern emerging here of missed appointments, and then looking at, well, what is causing that? What is the root cause? Is it because the time isn't appropriate? Has the contractor perhaps gone to the wrong address? Have we given the contractor the right address? And all of those things. And that should be happening at a much earlier stage. It should never get to a point where a resident has waited in multiple times, and particularly 14 as the example that I gave, where they're continually being inconvenienced by having to wait in for a contractor. And so we really want to stress the point that where you think there is an issue around missed appointments, you need to be really recording that and then analysing the information that you have and looking at what's driving that and what can be done.